K95.5, Tulsa's new country leader. And now the conclusion to K95.5's second date update with Cash and Bradley.
All right, time for second date. We've got Dave looking for a second date with Ryan. They went out, had a great time, but unfortunately, she has not been able to call him back or won't call him back, whatever the reason is. We're going to find out because we've got her number here. So, Dave, hang out in the background. We're going to call up Ryan, see if we can find out why she isn't getting back with you and see if we can get you guys out on another date, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Ryan! Holy cow. We got you on the phone. This is great. This is Cash and Bradley with K95.5. How you
Hello.
Doing?
Oh. Hey. I'm good. How are you? What are you?
We are fantastic. We actually have a mutual friend. You know a guy named Dave? You guys went on a date? I was just calling to see how that date went. You guys going to go out again?
No, we didn't go out again. The date was interesting.
Okay.
One for the history books, I would say. We went to this, you know, nice, cute little restaurant, and we were having good conversation and everything, and his allergies were really bothering him. He was sneezing all the time, and he kept rubbing his eyes because they were watering, which, you know, it's that kind of season right now. But he sneezed and broke wind so loud at the same time that it, like, reverberated off of the wall in the back of the restaurant and came back and hit me in the face.
Impressive.
Wait a second. I did have allergies, but that didn't happen.
It did happen, and you said, anyways, and you kept going with your story. Didn't comment on it or anything, really. Like, you didn't apologize or say, excuse me. You just, like, ran over like it was a normal occurrence or something. You gasped wicked. Everyone turned their head.
We have a minor disagreement here as to whether or not
disagree with
there was
what
a minor
I said.
Explosion.
Okay, you said he didn't comment on it. What was he supposed to do?
Well, just say, excuse me, oh, that's so embarrassing, something, but he just acted like he's acting now, like
sneezed.
Nothing happened.
I didn't break wind. I sneezed, yes.
You did.
But I didn't.
Sneezes and farts sound different, man.
You snorted.
Dave, fun. Yes.
I mean, I did have allergies.
Did allergies on your butt? Like, what? How do you not feel that?
I've had a lot of earthquakes here lately. Are you sure it wasn't, you know?
Good call.
Just, you know.
It's the fracking.
An earthquake going on.
I appreciate what you're trying to do for Dave, but earthquakes don't smell like that.
I have a question. Ryan, are you mad that he's lying about it, or are you mad that he did that?
Well, I don't care that he did it, but he didn't address it. He's not addressing it now, and it's just kind of weird to me. Like, why would I want to go out with some? If you can't own your own wind, you aren't an adult. You aren't a man.
Okay, how about we do this? If I can get you guys to agree to this.
Okay.
All right, we will pay for a second date. You guys go eat anywhere you want. If we can get Dave to make a speech about how he did this on accident, and Dave just go with it, even if you didn't. And would you be willing to go out with him again if we did that?
If it was a really good owning up to it confessional speech.
Wow. Okay.
Sure.
Dave, you willing to step up to the microphone and address the audience?
You said she was hot.
I guess.
All right.
Even though I...
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have everyone's attention, please? This is my friend Dave, and he is the reason you're smelling this horrible smell in the air.
Oh, my God.
Dave,
really?
This is the audience. Please address what you've done to them.
I feel bad for him.
I apologize from the bottom of my heart. I hope I didn't ruin your dinner.
Oh my god!
I mean, I am so deeply sorry that I did that. It'll never happen again.
You know, this
poor
apology.
Dave. Okay, that was good.
I want to say this apology sounds like it came from somewhere deep down inside of you.
It did.
For Dave.
All right, Ryan. He humiliated himself in front of 117,000 people. You got to go out with this guy again. Give him another chance.
You know what? I will, and we can start the second date with a kiss, just for all of his embarrassment.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, and I'll make sure I'm good to go.
Yeah. Make sure. Wait, is that kind of a confession
I'll bring
you
some
there?
Gossip.
You guys go have a fantastic second date, and hey, get back with us. Let us know how it goes. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Will do.